here we are in the basement of the Gawler Civic Centre, otherwise known as the Historic Gawler Institute, looking back through the files of the Bunyip. And my name is Kay. I'm one of your readers along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
It's interesting being in the bowels of the building on a beautiful autumn day. Very dry outside, so I'm sure that there'll be a weather report somewhere this week. No, there isn't.
This week.
Never mind. Next week. When it rains, we'll get a report, I'm sure.
Yes.
And we're reading from the Bunyip on Wednesday, March 15, 2023. So yesterday was also the Ides of March, which is when you need to plant your sweet peas on the 15th of March to make sure that they flower in time. So I must get some sweet pea seeds and get in and bring a bit of colour to my garden in autumn, when I won't be there to see it.
Sweet peas do very well in Gawler.
Yes. Well, there's the Harkness sweet pea and it was developed by the same guy that did the Harkness bottle brush, I think. Yes. So, kicking off with looking back 150 years ago in the files of the Bunyip. Our streets and footpaths. Well, nothing changes, does it?
No.
It is very gratifying to know that the necessary steps are being taken for securing good footpaths and efficient drainage against the wet season we may expect at the coming time of the year. Murray Street is getting out of repair, and a few loads of broken metal spread here and there where required would remedy its defects and save a greater expense at a future time. Yes.
So that's following on the article last week about the macadamising of the country roads.
Yes, yes.
Or metalling. That road making was very much a big concern.
Oh, yeah, and that still is. It still is.
A lot of roads and sparse population, so makes a lot of work.
Yep.
So 100 years ago, Gawler's public telephone. Mr. J.M. Gabb, MHR, has had further communication with the Post Office Department relative to a public telephone for Gawler to be operated after office closing hours. The department, however, held too much ammunition and there was little likelihood of such a privilege being made available. Mr. Gabb sent on the correspondence which stated there were two public telephones in the Gawler Post Office available to the public during office hours, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. These telephones meet reasonable public requirements.
Imagine 100 years later, they see us all walk around with mobile phones and we feel really lost if we haven't got it attached to us. So how do we ever cope?
Remember The Good Life, the BBC comedy from the 70s?
Yes, yes.
In one of the early episodes, they get their phone cut off and Margaret arrives as the telephone man is walking out of the phone and she says, "Oh, have you had your phone cut off?" And Tom Cripps, No. He's just an eccentric millionaire who likes to carry his phone everywhere with him because he gets so many phone calls. And that was considered hilarious that someone would carry a phone with him in the 70s.
I know.
And I laughed so hard when I watched it because the joke has changed.
It has, yeah.
The joke now is on that they would
think. Well, I remember, I think we've actually got it home. I must bring it in actually for Martin. Mm. One of the first Motorola mobile phones, and it was in a case. I've still got it in the original case, and yes, it was quite heavy, and Mum and Dad had it because they were always into the new gadgets. Whenever they came in, they got them, and they could afford them, so we were lucky in that regard. But they were one of the first to have TV, black and white TV, so the neighbourhood used to come and watch TV at their place.
Well, that was one thing. Justin is always hugely into new computer technology, but we thought for a long time, we don't need mobiles. And he had a work one, so whenever we went away, he had a phone and we could talk, and that was great. But it wasn't until we actually went to Sweden that we got our first mobile phones in 2006.
Oh, right. So, well, they're very late to the...
We were very late into that game.
I had a mobile phone from the late 1990s because that's just the way it was, and I was still young enough and receptive enough to pick up on the technology. I struggle a bit now with newer technology, but some of it I don't see the point of it. But that's just me being a troglodyte, I think. Like having it on your phone and that's like, whatever. Mm. Anyway, 50 years ago, annual picnic, great success. The annual Wasleys reunion picnic held on Sunday at Semaphore Beach proved one of the most successful ever held. Everyone enjoyed themselves, and on Monday there were many red faces in the town from the sunburn.
I'm amused that a Wellesley's reunion was held at Semaphore. I mean, you couldn't get further from Wellesley.
Oh, no. Well, Mel and I have a reunion every year down at Prospect.
Okay.
And someone challenged it this year and said, why don't we have a reunion at Malala? And they said, because it's for people, it was set up for people that had moved away from Malala.
Yes.
And it didn't mean that people at Malala couldn't go to it, but it was just like those people that were living in the city
could
come together and meet at Prospect instead of driving all the way out to Malala. So it
was sort of the same with Bosses.
Yeah.
And Justin's great-great-uncle, one of his great-great-uncles, was a station porter at Wellesley for many years.
Oh, really? Yeah.
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 And there's, of course, now there's no station. The platform is still there. I've been out and photographed.
I think the railway line's still there, isn't
it? Yes, the railway line's still
there. It's just such a shame because we Mum and Mark and I took the last train trip out the Hamley Bridge and took photographs of it. Mm. So I actually posted them on the Gawler now and whatever it is. The page, the Flickr page that they've got.
Yes, yeah. I was in that Flickr page yesterday looking at photos of the Bushmans. So, on to 50 years ago.
25 years ago.
New school to open next year. A new evangelical Christian primary school is planned to open at Evanston at the start of 1999. The Gawler Christian School will initially offer junior and middle primary years out of five and increase to year seven. The school plans to cater for Christian families and have a high degree of parent involvement.
Which school was that?
No idea. I don't know about it.
Not Trinity.
No, it's not Trinity.
Because it's been going longer than 25, hasn't it?
Many years longer. So, no, I don't know what school it is.
Maybe tied up with the Salt Church or one of those.
I'd say so, yes. Yeah, it's evangelical, so.
Yeah.
Okay, over to you for 10 years ago.
10 years ago. Oh, it's a big, long story with a photograph of a very attractive young woman holding obviously lettuce and sprinkling it onto something salad-y, and of course the article is about food, and it's Sarah's, our own master chef. Sarah Wormold's cooking always impresses her friends and family, but recently her cuisine creations caught the attention of some very important judges. There isn't a day that goes by where the Hewitt mum of three isn't poring over recipes and thinking up her next masterpiece. So much so that when Mrs. Wormold heard Channel 10 was seeking the next MasterChef, she had to give it a try. I saw an advert saying the essay contestant had pulled out, so that night I had put in a brief email saying, "Looking for the next MasterChef? That's me," Mrs. Wormold said. I wonder if she got in.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's just maybe there's a follow-up story next week or
there
the week after.
Yes, hopefully.
10 years ago. Yes. We'll have to go trawling the bunyip.
10 years ago. Well, then, 10 years ago now, when we did a teenage MasterChef out at Gawler High.
Oh, really? I remember that.
Yes.
And that was very successful, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. But a lot of work from what
it was a lot of work.
Was told at the time, Mm.
So, Gawler Now and Then. Marsh Raggin Works, rear of Exchange Hotel, 1906. Left to right, Sydney Marsh, Herman Marsh, real white and mayor, 1918 to 1919. August Linky, unknown, unknown. Charlie Cullen, unknown. So, it's a Raggin, brand new, looks very shiny. And the workmen around it that obviously made the Raggin, showing off their handiwork.
Wow,
so
very
lovely,
nice.
Lovely photo.
Beautiful wagon, isn't it?
It is, yes. I bet very soon it would look all tatty and worn and battered. Baskets in mint condition there. Straight out of the workshop.
Wow. Yes. What a lovely photo, isn't it?
It is. And one of those photos that really captures the feel of a different time.
And so the guy in the white apron leaning on the wheel, he later became mayor, 1918 to 19, so this is 1906.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's it for this week.
Until next week then, Kate.
Until then, Jeanette, stay well. Enjoy the beautiful weather while it lasts.
Lovely autumn weather, yes.
Keep praying for rain.
Okay, till next week. For all life so